So the Deutsche Welle correspondent in Berlin, Chiponda Chembalu, good to have you back on the show, sir.
Yeah, nice to be here again.
Now, Germany has unveiled its biggest stimulus package on record. Just remind me how I can come and live there again. This is 130 billion euros. And this plan obviously aimed at saving that particular economy because of, we all know, lockdown certainly hurt economies globally. Tell us more about that. Can you break down that stimulus package?
Yes, it is the biggest package in Europe as well. We need to mention that. I mean, Germany is Europe's biggest economy.
Yes,
and just to break it down a little bit, the sales tax will be reduced to 16% from 19% until the end of the year. So that's one big part which will affect all of us living in Germany. Brilliant. And then there's 300 euros per child extra for every German family, which or anyone living here with a child, which, of course, will help families also have more money to spend. Yes. There's also money for local authorities to help cope with less, you know, tax revenue as a result of, you know, the economic fallout from the coronavirus and, mm-hmm. of course, businesses and ordinary people not having maybe or paying enough in taxes. Mm-hmm. And there's also 50 billion euros, which has been earmarked for, you know, like investing in innovation, climate change solution, and digitization of the economy as well. So there's quite a bit happening there, and it's obviously a big deal here in Germany.
That is. You need to look out for an apartment in Berlin for me, if you don't mind. I don't mind doing my clean feed broadcasts from there.
Well, that is a challenge in Berlin, I can tell you that. But we can talk about that later, another time, another show.
Even if it means I live in a tent, no problem. Now, what's the response been in Germany? I would imagine everybody's pretty happy about that, or not?
Well, of course, there is a lot of positive feedback or, you know, talk about the stimulus package, given that Germany is very strict with its spending. And in this case, the government is loosening its purse strings, and they've been called on for several years and many years to, you know, spend more. And they're finally doing it. And of course, we need it this time. Europe needs it. Germany needs it.
Yeah.
But there's also been some criticism, especially from Germany's biggest employer, which is the auto sector. They employ around 800,000 people here in Germany, or at least, you know, people who are linked to that industry. It's like 800,000 jobs. And of course, with that sector, the problem is that the incentives in that package, which are for, you know, buying electric vehicles, don't really affect or don't really like significantly help them with their revenues. You know, car sales have slumped in Germany, and German car makers mostly make diesel-fueled and petrol-fueled cars. And so they were hoping that it would be financial incentives for people buying those vehicles, but they're not going to get that. They're only going to get that if people are buying electric vehicles. So obviously not a good day, when this was announced for them Wednesday. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we know why some people don't buy the Polo diesels, but we won't go down there. I'm just being naughty. But how's the situation for the rest of Europe, though?
Well, the situation, of course, isn't better. You know, Germany has more funds than other European countries.
Yes.
The European economy retracted 3.8% at the beginning of the year, the first quarter, that is. And it's expected by the ECB, the European Central Bank, to retract maybe even as much as 8% for the year. And the president of the European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, announced a further 600 billion euros for the bond buying program. And that is a program that would also help make debt cheaper for countries and European companies as well. And that was more than had been expected by experts. They had expected her to announce a program of like 500 billion euros.
Yeah.
So obviously the European Central Bank is being very aggressive to help deal with the fallout. And mm-hmm. she was still very bleak in terms of her outlook. She mentioned that, you know, manufacturing is down and demand for services is down. So things aren't looking great for the Eurozone, which has, mm-hmm. you know, 19 European countries. The European economy may obviously struggle going ahead.
Well, Chiponda, I think, you know, with all these economies opening up as well, I'm crossing my fingers, and I hope that we don't see a resurgence, because that would, I mean, whatever stimulus packages we put in right now, and yes, some countries will be in a much better position than others, if we have a resurgence, and we go back to what we normally would call level 5, which is everybody stays at home,
mm-hmm.
level 4, a little bit more relaxed, it could be a very long road ahead of us.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully things do pan out better
Yep.
than expectations. That's what
Indeed.
everybody is hoping, keeping all our fingers crossed.
Indeed, indeed, sir. And thank you very much for your time as always. Love chatting to you. And it's great to have everybody back again. That, of course, is Tshepondo Tembelo from DW out in Berlin.